Welcome to the Covenant of Peace radio broadcast, the teaching ministry of Pastor Blair Bradley. This program is dedicated to bringing you the glorious truth of God's Word, one verse at a time. We are living in powerful days, and we are seeing tremendous changes in our lives, our culture, our nation, and in the church. So now more than ever, we have a great need to exercise spiritual discernment and to know what the Bible teaches about the important issues that we all face today. So let's join Pastor Blair as he continues our study on the Word of God.
Welcome again, my beloved in Jesus Christ. We're continuing our verse-by-verse journey through the Epistle of Hebrews, and today I want to look at what the writer of Hebrews taught about the preeminence of Jesus Christ. So let's open our Bibles and read Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 together. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. And he is the radiance of his glory and the exact representation of his nature, and upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had made purification of sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much better than the angels, as he has inherited a more excellent name than they. Now, someone once said that Jesus Christ came from the bosom of the Father to the bosom of the woman. Jesus put on humanity that we might put on divinity. He became Son of Man so that we might become sons of God. Jesus was born contrary to the laws of nature. He lived in poverty, was reared in obscurity, and only once crossed the boundary of the land in which he was born, and he did that in childhood. Jesus had no earthly wealth or influence and had neither training nor education in the world's schools. His relatives were inconspicuous and uninfluential. In infancy, he startled a king. In boyhood, he puzzled the learned doctors. In manhood, he ruled the course of nature. He walked on the billows and hushed the sea to sleep. He healed the multitudes without medicine and made no charge for his services. He never wrote a book, and yet all the libraries of the world cannot hold the books that have been written about him. Jesus never wrote a single song, yet he has furnished the theme for more songs than all of the songwriters put together. He never founded a college, yet all the schools together cannot boast of as many students as he has. He never practiced medicine, and yet he has healed more broken hearts and shattered lives than all the doctors through history combined. This is Jesus Christ, the star of astronomy, the rock of geology, the lion and lamb of zoology, the harmonizer of all discords, the healer of all diseases. Throughout history, great men have come and gone, yet Jesus lives on. Herod could not kill him. Satan could not seduce him. Death could not destroy him, and the grave could not hold him. As I told you last time, everything about the Epistle of Hebrews is about Jesus. The entire book of Hebrews is about tying together the Old Testament symbols, signs, types, and shadows into the very person of Jesus Christ, so that we may see Jesus, so that we may know Jesus, so that we may hear Jesus. Because in these last days, unlike how he did in the past, God is now speaking to us through his Son. In the Old Testament, God spoke to the fathers and the prophets, and the Bible tells us that he did that in various ways. But now, God says he's speaking to us in his Son. God the Holy Spirit is signifying that things have now changed from being partial to full, from being in a shadow to being in the bright light. And over the last several broadcasts, I've tried to show you the great contrast between the way that God spoke in time past to the way that God is speaking today. First, there were many different mouths that God spoke through in the Old Testament. One succeeded the other. Now God speaks through one voice, Jesus Christ. The Old Testament prophets lived in different periods of time, and they gave out God's revelation in various manners, similitudes, visions, and symbols. Each prophet had his own individual gift, ability, and character. Their stature and their capacity varied, but now God speaks through his Son, Jesus Christ, in one voice, in one style, and in one way. The prophets were great men, to be sure, but they were all sinful men who needed grace to be saved. Today, God speaks through his sinless Lamb, Jesus Christ, who has no need of a Savior, who is the Savior himself. Another interesting truth is that none of the prophets possessed the Spirit of God all the time. The Bible says the Spirit came upon them, but then left. God the Holy Spirit fell on them periodically, but then he lifted. He moved, and then he stopped. Today, God's Son has the Spirit without measure, not in part, but in fullness. And because of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God now comes to abide inside of us forever. Although the prophets spoke great things, many times they didn't even understand what they were saying or talking about. They spoke in mysteries, even to themselves. But now the mysteries are made known. The power is unleashed. The glory is unveiled. The anointing comes without hindrance. The understanding of the fullness of the Godhead is revealed in Jesus Christ and is now ours to know, ours to love, ours to cherish, and ours to possess. Even though these men saw and spoke about great things, they only spoke about the truth, because they themselves were not the truth. They spoke about God, but they were not God themselves. They spoke about the glory, but they were not the glory. John the Baptist said, "I am not that light, but I am come to bear witness of that light." But Jesus Christ did not come to speak about God. Jesus is God. Jesus is deity. Jesus is holy. Jesus is that light. I want you to turn and read with me John 1:1-14. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light, which coming into the world enlightens every man. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of the blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory is of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. So what we see is that all the prophets spoke about Jesus, but now we can hear directly from Jesus himself. Now let's read Hebrews 1:1-2 again together. God, after he spoke long ago to the fathers and the prophets, in many portions and in many ways, in these last days has spoken to us in his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the world. Now, the writer of Hebrews is telling these first century Jews, it is good that you heard the prophets. It is good that you listened to the fathers. It is good that you understood the angels. It is good that you had your dreams and your visions. But today, right now, God is speaking to he who has an ear to hear through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, we need to understand that this writer was not minimizing what God had done through the prophets. He was simply elevating what God is doing now, speaking through his own Son. So I want to ask you, those of you hearing this on radio today, do you hear Jesus? Are you listening to what Jesus is saying? Do you see Jesus? Do you obey Jesus? Do you serve Jesus? Do you follow Jesus? Do you delight yourself in Jesus? You see, dear friends, there is a fantasy going around today that sounds something like this. It's when people say, well, I love the Lord, but I don't serve him. And there is a similar fantasy that sounds something like this. I love Jesus, the man, but I don't like what he said. And I call those two statements fantasies because they are, in fact, fairy tales. They're not true. They are, in fact, lies. These statements exist only in the corrupt minds of sinful people who are trying to feel better about themselves as they go about to rebel against the Word of God. And we have to understand, dear friends, that loving Jesus is the same thing as obeying Jesus. Because loving Jesus without obedience is just cheap talk. You see, if Jesus is not worthy of your obedience, why would you think he would be worthy of your love? And so if Jesus is worthy of your love, then he most certainly is worthy of your obedience. And likewise, it's impossible to love Jesus without loving both who Jesus is and what Jesus said. You cannot separate Jesus the man from Jesus the Word. And that is because everything about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit is about the Word. Everything about following Jesus is about obeying what Jesus said. Everything about serving Jesus is about living in accordance with what the Word says. In fact, no one can honestly know Jesus apart from the Word of God. No one can belong to Jesus and be separated from his Word. From the very beginning, it was the Word of God that came forth to guide and direct man. It was the Word of God that was challenged by Satan, and it was the Word of God that was disobeyed. And today, some 6,000 years after man was made in the image and likeness of God, it is the Word of God that is still in dispute, that is still being debated, that is still being haggled over, and that is still being rejected by millions. And yet, at the same time, it is this very same Word of God that is still loved and still honored and still reverenced and still obeyed by millions. And it's always been that way. Look at what the prophet wrote some 600 years before Jesus was born in Isaiah 55, verse 11. So will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Isaiah 66 and 2 says, for my hand made all these things. Thus all these things came into being, declares the Lord. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble, contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word. Jeremiah 23:29 says, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock? Listen to what Jesus himself said in John 5:24 and 25. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but is passed out of death into life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and now is when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. Again in John 8, verse 31 and 32. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, if you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Well, I've got to stop right here. But please, join me again on the next broadcast as we continue our journey through the Epistle of Hebrews. May God help us all.
Dear friends, if this radio broadcast of line upon line, precept upon precept teaching of God's holy word is a blessing to you, will you prayerfully consider supporting us financially? We want to increase our exposure here on the Gulf Coast through more radio stations and through the internet. Would you pray about coming alongside of us and help us do that to God's glory? For further information about how you can partner with us in seeing the gospel triumph in our area, or to receive a copy of today's broadcast, go to our website, www.covenantofpeace.net. Until next time, may the peace of God keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.